5G, The Untold Story, the world's first documentary on the real-world health effects of 5G, garnered hundreds of views within hours of its June 11th premiere on YouTube. The film features interviews with previously healthy residents of Stockholm, Sweden, who experienced serious health problems within days of having 5G antennas activated near their homes. Symptoms included insomnia, headaches, fatigue, tinnitus, and heart palpitations. Most people are uninformed or misinformed about the health risks of 5G antennas and towers, Mona Nielsen, co-founder and director of the Swedish Radiation Protection Foundation and one of the film's writers, told The Defender. Nielsen said she hopes the documentary will raise public awareness of 5G as a very important health issue. The so-called safety limits applied in most countries all over the world, including in the USA, allow the public to be exposed to levels of this kind of radiation that are well documented to be harmful, Nielsen said. Current regulatory limits around the world have obviously been set to protect the industry's needs instead of public health, she said. The situation runs against what we must expect from a democratic society. It is time for a wake-up call. The film documents how Nielsen teamed up with Leonard Hardell, MD, PhD, to write case reports that scientifically document people's experiences of health problems resulting from 5G. For the reports, Hardell and Nielsen measured the radiation levels at the people's homes and reported the residents' symptoms. They also documented how the symptoms swiftly disappeared when the residents relocated somewhere with lower radiation levels. Hardell, an oncologist and epidemiologist with the Environment and Cancer Research Foundation, who has authored more than 350 papers, almost 60 of which address radio frequency, RF, radiation. Hardell, one of the first researchers to publish reports on the toxicity of Agent Orange, emphasized that case reports are important for documenting the toxicity of an environmental exposure. "It is time for a wake-up call," Hardell said. "The public, including the medical profession, needs to recognize RF radiation as a causative factor for health issues." So far, Nielsen and Hardell have published 8 case reports and one summary of 7 of them. Children may be more sensitive to RF radiation. Nielsen explained that 5G, which started being rolled out in Stockholm and elsewhere in 2020, was intended to provide faster transmission speed than 3G and 4G networks. 5G uses higher frequencies than previous generations and may emit 10 to 100 times higher radiation levels. "These high radiation levels are making some people sick," she said. Soon after the 5G rollout in Stockholm, people reached out to the Swedish Radiation Protection Foundation complaining of symptoms, Nielsen said. The film opens by noting that Stockholm was recently named a top city for overall 5G experience in Europe, according to MedUX, a company that quality tests telecommunications networks. One of the men interviewed in the film described what happened when 3G and 4G antennas near his apartment were upgraded to 5G. "They put up a lot more antennas," he said. "Suddenly, the telecom apparatus became 3 times bigger, and what worried me was that I saw that they were pointing it directly to my apartment." Within the first week, he experienced a hard beating of his heart, fatigue, and headaches. One day, his ex-girlfriend came by the apartment. "After half an hour sitting in my living room, she felt pain in her brain and started to cry," he recalled. The film also reports that children may be more sensitive to RF radiation than adults. One of Hardell and Nielsen's case reports documented that an 8-year-old developed severe headaches when he started attending a school near a 5G cell tower. "Unfortunately," Nielsen said, "the industry has shown no interest in the results of our studies and the reported serious health effects of their new 5G technology." According to Nielsen, the 5G rollout is intended to meet the needs of the telecommunications industry rather than benefit the public. As of July 3, 2024, 438 scientists and medical doctors signed the 5G appeal, which calls for a moratorium in light of research that already shows RF radiation can harm human health. Watch the documentary here.